To U.S. President Joe Biden and Middle East expert Amos Hochstein was in Lebanon Tuesday in an effort to ease tensions between Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah to head off a larger war. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The conversations that I had here today in Beirut and the ones that I had yesterday in Israel, both are being conducted because the situation is serious. We have seen an escalation over the last few weeks. And what President Biden wants to do is to avoid a further escalation to a greater war.
Hochstein adds the people living in the border region have suffered enough.
Innocent people are dying. Property is damaged. Families are shattered. And the Lebanese economy continues to decline.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Tuesday that he had told U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken he found it was inconceivable to him that the United States might be withholding weapons and ammunition for Israel. U.S. President Joe Biden said last month he would not supply large offensive weapons that Israel could use to launch an all-out assault on the southern Gaza city of Rafah, over concern for the well-being of more than 1 million civilians sheltering there. In a video statement provided by his office, Netanyahu said he was assured by Blinken during his visit last week the U.S. was clearing up any bottlenecks preventing weapons from getting to Israel. Asked about the comments Tuesday, Blinken said the U.S. remains committed to providing Israel the weapons it needs to perfect itself.
We, as you know, are continuing to review one shipment that President Biden has talked about with regard to 2,000-pound bombs because of our concerns about their use in a densely populated area.
This is VOA News. Thailand's Senate has voted overwhelmingly to approve a marriage equality bill, clearing the last legislative